A recent survey has revealed a significant decline in trust in the United States among Luxembourg residents, alongside strong support for increased defence spending in the Grand Duchy. A person was injured late last night after falling onto the train tracks and being hit by a train in Ollingen. More than 4,000 people, both EU and non-EU citizens, have been deported in the last 4 years from Luxembourg. In world news, 25% tariffs have come into force on all US steel and aluminium imports. Earlier this morning, the European Commission launched a package of countermeasures on US imports into the EU, targeting a variety of American products. US officials are preparing for a trip to Moscow with the hope that Russia will agree to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Ukraine. British police have arrested on suspicion of manslaughter the captain of a ship that crashed into a tanker in the North Sea, sparking a massive blaze and leaving one crew member missing, presumed dead. And Portugal's centre-right government has collapsed as Prime Minister Luís Montenegro lost a confidence vote triggered by a scandal over his family business. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a cloudy day with some periods of mild rain throughout. Temperatures are around 3 to 4 degrees this morning, going all the way to 7 to 9 degrees as the maximum for the day.